This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. King of College Rankings is adding a new list to its portfolio. U.S. News & World Report comes out later today with its first ever list of online programs for veterans. With billions of dollars from the post-9/11 GI Bill up for grabs, educating veterans is big business. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Roughly 500,000 veterans go to college on the post-9/11 GI Bill. Michael Dakduke is Executive Director of Student Veterans of America. A lot of them juggle work schedules and families, so he says they go online.
Online learning is very convenient for adult learners. So military veterans naturally gravitate toward programs that are online.
The colleges ranked by U.S. News & World Report may give credit for military experience and offer flexibility for students taking courses at more than one school. Eric Brooks is a data analyst at U.S. News. He says the programs are judged on several measures.
We look at things like indebtedness at graduation, graduation rates, retention rates.
Some for-profit colleges have been under scrutiny for aggressively recruiting veterans who wind up deep in debt with little to show for it. But Student Veterans of America's Michael Dakduke says colleges of all stripes can do more to help those students succeed. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.